Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi. Welcome back to Podmas.
Day 16, I'm hearing.
Day 16. Do you want to open back the door?
Yeah, go on. Let's dig back in. Okay, so we kind of got it wrong last time.
We did the wrong door. We didn't get it wrong. We just changed our minds.
We
just scribbled out the picture inside and just drew something else.
We changed it, yeah. Look, it's fluidity. It is the season to change your mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, what is this door then?
This one is FOMO, solo dates.
Yeah.
Loneliness in the Podmas season.
I'm there. Okay, how should we start?
I don't know. What if you were in a rom-com? What would you do?
Who would your leading man be?
Who's your leading man? That's where we went wrong last time.
I couldn't help but ask you though.
I know, it's such a good question.
Thank you.
But let's not do it again because we'll get lost.
No, let's not.
How have you found this Christmas/Podmas season so far?
Bit of a whirlwind.
In terms of loneliness, FOMO, things like that.
I'm not feeling loneliness, FOMO, but I am feeling like the days are rushing away from me. Like
I think also because we're counting it in quite a, I mean, we're doing
quite an extreme way
to honour each day.
Yeah. It feels like it's been going so fast and I feel like I've got, it's just the classic thing. Like I feel like, okay, end of the year, I'm feeling it. Like I've got a lot going on. Like my eyes are everywhere. I'm like, whoa, I can't.
Yeah.
How could I possibly keep up?
I couldn't possibly.
What about you?
Yeah, no, I think I've been quite determined this year to feel Christmassy, which is quite nice, and feel like even last night, like I was driving in the dark and I could see all like the Christmas lights and stuff on people's houses and I was like, oh my God, like I think
feels
I just had
good.
The Christmas feeling.
Yeah.
Like I'm definitely feeling that more and more. But yeah, no, I don't think I felt particularly lonely or FOMO-y this year, which is nice because I think my experience of Christmas has often been that thing of like, people are sort of talking about like parties they've got going on. It's like, oh yeah, I don't particularly have a load of stuff going on at the end of the year. Like that isn't really my December. My December is often quite like chilled and quite like homely rather than, I'm just rushing here, there and everywhere. Whereas this year I do feel like not at all that I'm rushing about really in any way, but I'm quite happy with what my December Christmas period has looked like so far.
I feel like it's definitely the time where there's just an extra awareness of like, what are you doing? Who are you spending your time with? Yeah, like how is everyone else spending their time? Like, I should be doing that. And almost like the guilt that comes with, I don't feel Christmassy enough, or like, oh, I don't have enough plans, or like, oh, I haven't done that this year. Or
yeah,
I think also like the thing that comes to mind for me is I feel like a lot of people see things they want to do, or they see other people doing certain things, obviously on social media, like rarely in real life. I feel like people are seeing people do things like on Instagram, on TikTok, whatever, and they're like, I want to do that. Fair enough. But then the guilt that comes with like not doing it, I don't have anyone to do it with, I can't do that, that sort of thing. I'm feeling like disappointed and almost like guilty and just generally not good enough for not being able to do certain things.
And it just shows the bollocks of life, really. It's like, for not having a Christmassy enough Christmas.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I was just thinking about like how it's just same problem, new season. It's like,
totally.
This, didn't we discuss this in summer? Didn't we all feel this in summer? Like, oh, everyone's out doing stuff and like it looks like everyone's having a good time and like, why
there's
am
always
I not?
Something.
It's like winter really is
there's always something with us.
Well, like Christmas is just the summer of winter, if you know what I mean.
It really is. When you were saying this the other week, I was like, that was so fucking funny because you were like, winter is just like summer, but worse. You're like, it feels like summer, but just wintry. And it's like, no,
but
you're
Christmas
so right.
Is specifically, has all the summer anxieties, but it's also in winter.
It's like, also tied
it's really
to like,
not good.
Kind of love of your family and like acceptance at home and like lots of kind of broad, like a sense
triggering
of belonging.
Items.
Yeah, lots of items on the agenda, which I'm not loving. Feeling a little bit
upsetting.
Kind of pulled out. Yeah, it's a little bit upsetting, I think.
Yeah. Christmas is a weird time. Like, also, it's so weird. Like, it's just such a huge, I don't know. Like, for
entity.
Example, we've made this whole thing this month about Christmas, and we're not the only ones making it a whole thing. Like, Jesus, we've all got these weird things. We get little chocolate every day. Everyone's like, have you done your Christmas shopping? Like, everywhere I go, it's Christmas music. Like, it is so strange. Like, this weird kind of Christian
parallel universe opens
world.
Up. Yeah,
it's Christian month. Like, it is just this huge month of consumerism nonsense. But God, I'm so bought into it. I love it.
Well, I love the idea of it because it's so the potential of something. It's really like scrappy old thing that you never should have got with, that you were looking at the potential and actually like they were all right. Like, I feel like the potential and the idea of Christmas and like even just like the ending of a year is so it's all the promises. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all like in the abstract.
Well, I think Christmas, the whole, you're so right with the term abstract, because that's kind of how I view Christmas, of like, the fictional version of Christmas is so much better than the reality of Christmas. Like, there's this huge mythology around it, outside of like the actual religious mythology. Like, then there is this huge mythology of like Home Alone 2, lost in New York.
Yeah.
Like, dun, 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 dun. Like, we've got all this like iconography for it, and music and food and like presents and feelings and like all these images that are associated with it. It's like, it's way bigger than the actual experience of the day.
Yeah, and the tangible experience of, as you say, one day.
You can't experience it.
No, it's because like, it's... Yeah.
But then, so no wonder then FOMO is kind of rife at the time, because it's like you're trying to access something that is, to be honest, inaccessible, because it's built on a history that is so long of you consuming all of this sort of Christmas content in your youth and like over the years, that you're trying to then access this feeling, and it's like, well, you can't really. Or like, you're trying to access almost the scenes from the Christmas things, of like the Christmas dinner. It's like, realistically, a Christmas dinner, my experience of them anyway, is pretty stressful.
Oh wow, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Oh, I hate roast dinners.
I could
I'm
eat them
it.
Honestly, I'm gonna gorge myself. Henry the Eighth myself.
I'm gonna gorge myself, but on something else, I think.
I just love, oh my God, I can't wait.
I think I'm going to do lots of sweet things this year. Like, I'm going to do like a vegan cheese board from my favourite cheese brand, Tasty. Big, big, big
shout
fan
out.
Over here.
Not sponsored.
And I think I'm also going to bake quite a lot of like apple strudel, like loads of sweet things, and just be sweeting out all day.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
That sounds good.
Because roast dinner's not for me.
I think as well, the feeling, it makes me feel like, kind of on the like FOMO and like solo dates angle, I feel like it makes, the way that it makes me feel is almost the idea that what I'm doing is wrong. Everyone else is doing it right and I'm doing it wrong. Like, and I think that is why the kind of concept of solo dates, or just the idea of like just spending time in your own company at a time where you're being told so much that you need to spend time with people that you love, and like you need to have a big group around you, and it needs to be very social and all of these things. The idea of spending time with yourself really just directly opposes that. And I think it can be easy when you're doing something on your own. It's why we have this podcast together. Doing something on your own, you don't have the inherent validation that comes with another human being backing it up. Like, we are comfortable to do this because you've got another human being saying, yeah, I'll do that, I'll put my name to that, yeah, fuck it. Like, how embarrassing can it be when there's two of us? It's like, well, you can't come at Seffi. Like, okay, so I'm fine. Like, if it can't be that bad, do you know what I mean? If there's two of us doing it. Whereas if it was just Wing, it would be, it just would never happen. It would just never happen. And I feel like I carry that through kind of everything else in my life. Like, if I'm doing something on my own, it just inherently doesn't feel as valid as if I was doing it with someone else. And I feel like that's an important... That's an important like workaround in my mind of like, just because I'm doing it on my own, it's still valid, it's still fun, it's still a good thing to do. Like, it's not wrong, It's not yeah. like less worthy.
It is weird that as like as a society we've all kind of agreed that the only way you can spend time on your
ever
own
on earth
yeah, just like the only way that you should be on your own is in kind of downtime or like in time to kind of rejuvenate for then social experiences. Yeah. It's like the idea of just actually enjoying, potentially
actively having fun.
Yeah, it being like it's okay to do kind of chores on your own or run errands or whatever these fucking phrases are. Or I'm just relaxing, I'm just having a bath, whatever. Those are all seen as like, okay, those kind of okay activities for alone time. But the second you start breaching into like, I'm going to go for dinner on my own. I'm going to go to the best place in the world, cinema on my own. I'm going to go to a museum on my own. I'm going to go shopping, whatever. All of this stuff that is potentially seen as like, or I'm going to go to a cafe on my own. Like all these things are seen as like social activities. As soon as you're doing them on your own, suddenly there's an idea of like, oh, it would be better if there was someone else with me though. And actually the truth is often that it wouldn't.
Not necessarily. It would just be different. Could be better. It could be worse. Experience. It's just different.
Yeah. But often it isn't. Like there are so many times when it's like, oh, or some of my favorite experiences of like some of those activities have been on my own. And some of my favorites have been with people. Like it just completely
I always
depends.
Say the best company should always be your own company. If you're in your it own should. Company, you're not in bad company.
But and for I some reason, we think it's like...
We think it's like, my own company is bad company. It's
definitely
like, no.
company.
I'm a fun gal. I can have fun.
Or it's like, if I'm on my own, then I need to just like put the TV on, distract.
Num.
Here.
Scroll.
Like, I'm with my characters. I'm not with me. Like, it's like, what is this?
And the
I'm
idea
going for
of
a walk
also like...
With my podcast.
Yeah. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for bringing
thank
us
you.
Along.
I honestly
we
want
can
honor,
never
an
say
honor,
no.
An
thank you.
Also,
we'd be all on our own without you.
I'm never walking without a podcast. Like,
even the idea of like it, you're taking, it's kind of a statement of like, you're dedicating time to yourself. Like you're solely being selfish and like indulgent in that moment of like, I'm going to sit down, watch my favorite film. I'm going to get all my favorite snacks and I'm going to do all my favorite and I'm going to sit and I'm going to enjoy it and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's almost like, well, how dare you? How dare you go to all that effort for yourself? And I feel like there's the expectation that if you're doing something on your own, it needs to be low effort, low impact, low expectations. Like, how dare you give yourself a nice time? You almost need
there's
to just like
100%,
you're just by accident spending time with yourself. You can't intentionally
in down
sit
moments.
Down and create like a moment for yourself. Like, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give yourself that time. Or be
definitely
like, okay,
not.
I want to I'm gonna make a Christmas something, like a little Christmas cake. And it's like, ooh. Well, how dare you do that on your own?
I think in terms of food, there's a huge thing of I was actually just thinking as you were saying that. In the office, the US office,
okay.
Pam creates a board where they all put a New Year's resolution on it.
Mm-hmm.
We should possibly do our New Year's resolution soon. That'll be
we
quite
should,
nice and fun.
Yeah.
We'll do them on the pod.
Yeah, we'll share.
The fun. And Andy's one is he writes, learn to cook for one, which he later changes to meet a loose woman, if you know the episode.
God, you're so good at the office references.
I remember there being like a real, like he's sad about it. He's like, oh, I'm having to cook for one. And I was like, oh God, I didn't realize that was like seen as a sad thing, because I think that's such a flaw in our society.
I mean, come on. We have to eat to live, guys. We're so fucked up.
Three times a day.
That we're literally not allowed to do it on our own.
You're not allowed. You have to be with someone at all times.
They're
or it's
trying
sad.
To kill us out here.
It's bad.
I remember
do
even being in
alone.
School, like walking to a different lesson. It's like, don't walk on
don't
your own.
Do that
it's
alone.
Like, oh God, no, it's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. Like, please come with me. Please come with me.
It's mental.
It's insane. It's insanity.
It is actually insanity.
And it's so, like, fundamentally, you probably came to this earth on your own, unless you're a twin, which, shout out. Does your twin also listen? Would love to know.
Wow.
How are they? Hope they're well. you are the superior twin, as we all know. Just say that. Just elephant in the room. You're obviously the favourite.
I know someone that's listening that's a triplet.
You do. And I do too, but through you.
Yeah. Hey, triplet.
Hello. So formal. So I get quite shy.
No, I know. It's literally my sister.
Yeah,
friend,
unless you came here on your... Like, unless you came here with a twin or with somebody else, somebody followed you to this life, you probably came here on your own. And probably, unless you go in a crazy way, you're going to go on your own as well. You're going to die on your own.
Yeah, no,
and
you
not
are,
in yeah. a sad you're gonna die alone guys sort of way, but just like, if you don't have literally your own flesh and bone and skin of your body, if you have not yourself, what have you got? You're empty. There's yeah. nothing. Like, if we literally can't have our own backs, that is so embarrassing. Coal.
You get coal for you,
honestly.
Naughty list.
Mm-hmm.
But also that is the, I think that's the trick, that
that's how they get
almost
you.
Think like that's like, oh, I get everything else.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And then maybe that feeling will come of like, oh, and then I kind of have earned my self-love or whatever. Like, if I get the good grades, if I get that, if I'm pretty mm-hmm. enough, whatever the fucking shit is, when I get that, then I'll just naturally have the feeling of loving myself. That will just come, right? Question mark,
oh,
answer.
God.
No.
We've all
bold.
Been there.
No.
Honestly. No.
It literally doesn't, though. Like, if every single marker that I've hit in my life, and I hear it from everyone else, every marker they've hit in their life, mm-hmm. does the feeling come? No. Coal. Mm-hmm. For everyone. Coal all round.
Can we get some coal for the table, please? Yeah. Are you going to eat that?
Table of 10, just some coal.
Is anyone going to have that last bit of coal?
Yeah, honestly, coal for everybody. How silly. Of course it doesn't come at the end. You don't have anything. Like, this is why you hear kind of actors and celebrities mm. and all the people that have
Stephen
won
Wing.
All the awards and have the mansions and all of the money and all of the stuff. They literally sit there and say, I've had it this all, I was sitting in my mansion, I was miserable. They all say
yeah.
it. Literally,
which sounds nice,
one.
Honestly, I'd rather be miserable in a mansion, but still.
But also, I'd rather not be fucking miserable.
Exactly.
Like, you're better off just actually focusing. Yeah, you can have all of the stuff, but like, if you don't have that connection with yourself, you don't know.
It's like an end of podcast. It's like, that's the crux.
You don't have anything.
Nothing. End of, like, you're in the void.
You don't have anything.
There's nothing more to
and
say.
I think I've been realizing that so much with my whole thing at the moment of like feeling emotions, which sounds so fucking weird, but it's like actually realizing and tuning in and being like, right, okay, I'm feeling happy, uh-huh. I'm feeling angry, rather than just like moving through my day.
Mm-hmm.
But when now that I've actually been noticing, it's like, oh my God, I feel happy. And that gives me, I can feel it like in my stomach, feeling of happiness, blah, blah, blah. It's like, so I've just been kind of passively experiencing my life, but not really ever noticing any of these
yeah.
feelings, really. It's almost like actually to take the time and be like, I feel angry, I feel anxious, but whenever they come and go, all of these feelings as they do, if you can't tune in with that, really you have nothing.
Mm-mm.
You have nothing.
No, because that's surely your lived experience.
Internal experience, mm. Yeah.
Lovely.
Christmas time.
Stunning. There we go. That was so festive.
Oh, wow.
Spend time, you know, do something nice for yourselves. I would love to know.
Yeah, what's one nice thing you're going to do for yourself today?
Ooh, I always say hot chocolate, which is so boring.
I know, it comes to mind.
But it does come
it?
To mind, because I see my mug right in front of me and I'm like, oh, just say hot chocolate and get out of it. Is that a real cop-out yeah. answer? Although I probably will. What else could I do? I might do my nails. I do need to do them.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet. I haven't even thought about it, but I do love doing my nails. This yeah. year has been the year of doing my own nails and like not going to get my nails done. I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty good at it. And
yeah, you are.
Thank you.
Do you sit down and watch like a movie whilst you're doing it and like make it all nice or sort of thing?
Sometimes, yeah, it just depends. Sometimes it's like, oh my God, I'm leaving the house in 15 minutes, quickly do my yeah. nails. But yeah, sometimes it's, I almost like thinking about this, kind of, it's a bit embarrassing actually, but I feel like I take the colours quite seriously. Like I really like,
absolutely, choose, as you should.
I'm like, what does this, who am I right now? And like, what does that mean for me to choose whatever colour I'm going to choose? So God knows what I'll choose. Maybe a red.
It's interesting considering the colours you've been choosing. You've been choosing a lot of brown.
Yeah, dark. Kind of shimmery, chocolate brown.
No, you'd be doing Christmassy Christmas, actually.
Do you think?
Well, the brown isn't Christmassy, but you've been doing...
It's wintery.
Yeah, you had...
It's quite a rich...
A dark... You had like a dark thing the other day, brown. Like a grey.
Yeah, I do. I've been liking a bit of a shimmery, kind of bejeweled moment. It just is nice. And it means I don't go... And fucking spend 50 quid every month on nails that I don't even like. And I hate the experience of sitting there getting my nails done for an hour with somebody.
This is why
even
I can't
more
do
so.
It anymore.
This
is why I have bitten stubs.
But I'm like, I wonder if kind of social media has done that to my brain. Where like, I can't just sit there for an hour. But it kills me.
It is. But they're always the most lit rooms. They're white.
Oh, and everyone stares at you like you killed their son when you walk in. It's so embarrassing.
They really do. And also just, I encounter some horrible people sometimes in...
It's unpleasant.
Salons, like they can be a bit weird, and also I just feel out of place. Everyone's saying, every single time I go one where they're literally like, "Stop biting your nails, they're disgusting."
That's annoying.
They're just like, they're so short.
I hate that though, when it's like, I'm coming here for a service and I'm leaving feeling so embarrassed and ashamed.
Well, I just feel like everyone's looking at me. Yeah, they're like, oh, you bite that. Your nails, you shouldn't do that.
I hate that, like, when you're getting your hair done and it's like, God, your hair's like really dry. It's like, oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks so
amazing.
Much.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, now I feel good.
Yeah, now I'm definitely going to come back. Did no one teach you anything about this at business school?
Business school? Michael
you
Scott.
You don't learn about business. Don't insult your customers.
Honestly.
It's horrible.
I start crying in the chair. I'm like, yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. It's like, do you like it? I
love
am
it.
Crying. Hate it. I love it.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Literally leave crying. I had such a bad thing once at a hairdresser's. This was actually awful. It wasn't like I was, I don't know, I think I'm going to say 14, 15, young. This is in like my local hairdresser's. And I had one hairdresser who I would always go to.
Mm.
And he, well.
Oh, I know this
times.
Story.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was dyeing my hair from quite an early age. Like I always just had a bit of a problem with my hair colour, which is literally the hair colour it is now. It's just like basic brown.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason I wanted it either lighter or darker. I just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy dyed it for me and it was black, like it was jet black hair. And I did the classic, I love it, thank you so much. Thank you so much, I absolutely adore it.
I love
thank you. Here's like £70
mm-hmm.
for the
my hard-earned cash
thing. Yeah, thank you so much.
I feel so good about this exchange.
Yeah, perfect experience. I'll be back in a few weeks or in a few months. And I
so
left obviously in tears.
Oh God.
And my mum had like some friends over and I was sitting in my room crying, being like, I hate this, I've got to go to school tomorrow and I hate it, I look so ugly, classic, all this stuff's going around in my head. And my mum's friend came in, who has actually recently since died. So rest in peace. She's an absolute queen.
Yeah.
She came into my room and she was like, she's actually my godmother as well.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
She came in and she was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I was like, my hair is so dark. I hate it. It's so ugly. And she was like, literally looks the exact same sort of classic situation.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
But I was in tears and tears and tears. So I got my mum to phone up the hairdressers and she was like, can we make another appointment for tomorrow? Like, can she just have another appointment tomorrow? And they're like, oh yeah, do you want it with the same guy? And she was, and I was at the other end being like, no, please not him. Like, he can't know that I hate it.
God.
And she was like, no, can she not have the guy, just like a different
person.
Guy to fix it sort of thing. Like, I was crying. She was going to pay for me. Very nice.
Very nice of her, yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not going to school.
You were traumatized. Yeah, no, yeah. You were causing a problem.
I was causing an issue in
the
home.
Issues were happening. Yeah.
In the home.
Yeah.
I went back the next day. I was sitting there. Who walked down the stairs? The guy.
See, the
and
guy
like,
who works
hi.
There. You've come to his workplace, Effie.
Yeah, I have. I was like, hi. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to do it because I don't like anyone else touching my work. And he was like, it is brown. It's brown. It was absolutely the most jet black thing. Maybe technically it was brown. It was the most jet black thing I've ever seen.
God, I'm in pain.
And then a few years, he did my hair again. I think he managed to marginally lighten it. Now that I know about hair, God knows how he did that.
Yeah. Poor guy.
But yeah, he did his work. A few years past, I'm working in a pub in town. He comes in, orders some Jaeger bombs from me.
Cut to, you've got dark hair.
I've got dark hair. Yeah, uh-huh. I've got dark hair at this point. Also, he's like, oh, 3 years.
You look good with that hair colour.
Yeah.
Nice and dark.
Is, mate. He was like, I poured some Jaeger bombs for him and his friend, and he said,
oh, God.
Can everybody just give, everybody at the bar, just give Poppy a round of applause. She's doing such a good job. It was so evil. Slow clap. And him and his friends all slow clap me. I was 18 years old, shaking in this bar. I was terrified.
Oh, my God.
He'd hated me for years since this thing. It was horrific.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, yeah. Also, bear in mind, I was a child at this point when the dying issue happened. But also,
I mean, look, doing hair is... They've seen some things. All the hairdressers out there, we see you.
It must be annoying someone coming in saying, "Can you've dyed it the
wrong
colour."
Beyond, I mean,
they kind of have done
insulting.
It the colour you ask.
It's insulting. It's like, look, I know what I'm
14-year-old girl, I think I know better than you as a professional hairdresser.
But look, you could, you know, money doesn't lie. You came back and paid the next day, I hear.
We did, but which is very nice for my mum to do that. I'm
that
sure
is nice
that was a bit of a scene at the house on that day.
Yeah.
I'm sure I definitely paid the price.
I'm sure you did, yeah.
I'm
maybe
sure
you still are, in a way.
Some cars or that. But yeah.
God, well, how did we get there, I wonder?
I don't know. That's the story of me dyeing my hair.
Yeah. And if you don't hear from us,
assume we slayed too goddamn hard.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.